Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And aloha, America. Welcome to the show. It is Tuesday, October 5th, second day in the week, and we're just having all kinds of computer problems here again today. The chat room over on Justin TV is refusing to let me post anything. The video is working, though. Chat room over at What Really Happened seems to be okay, and I'm dealing with a lot of these little formatting issues and other software thing. We're making some changes to the site. And it's kind of interesting because I haven't done any real hard software coding in a lot of years, and I'm going back in and discovering just, you know, how much things have changed. And it's not like the functionality has improved. It's just these guys get together at conventions every year and say, I think instead of a plus sign, we ought to use a period here. And everybody says, ooh, cool, what a great idea. And then they go out and they sell continuing education to people to sort of, you know, train them with the new jargon and symbolism. We're not actually getting any more work done. We're not even making the systems any better. We're just sort of, you know, churning around, need for education and keeping the software teachers employed. And it's kind of frustrating that, you know, everything I used to know that worked so well, you know, is now obsolete, and I'm having to go back in and relearn so much of it. And it's very, very frustrating working with Drupal. Anyway, enough of my rant here about the software and stuff. We got a lot of stuff to talk about here today. Manny's in the control room twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble, and he's answering the phone when you call in at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. The first thing I'm going to talk about is this letter that President Barack Obama sent last week to Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli Prime Minister. And basically, what the letter reveals is that Obama asked for a renewal of the settlement freeze and a semblance of continuing peace process until after the elections in November. In other words, it's all a sham. Obama's not really working for peace. He's not really working for a freeze to the illegal settlements. And by the way, Israel just put up another new one. They just started one. All Obama wanted was the semblance of a peace process for the benefit of the congressional elections, just like he wanted a semblance that the oil crisis was over last July 15th for the benefit of the elections, like he wants a semblance that the economy is doing really well. He wants a semblance that the wars are going okay. He is the semblance president. In other words, everything he is doing is all for show to help the election. And of course, we've been telling you that since last July 15th when they made that ludicrous statement that 75 to 80% of the oil from the Gulf oil disaster had just kind of gone away. And almost immediately, scientists came forward to say, you're out of your mind. And the problem is still down there, and it's being churned up by boaters and storms, and it's still coming on shore, and everybody knows it. They've got DHS down there, you know, slapping kids around for digging sandcastles in the sand, because every time they dig in the beach, oil comes up. And golly, that's in a political embarrassment to, you know, His Highnessnessnessnessness. And so this letter basically confirms Obama is not sincere about the Mideast peace process. He's basically just, he wants the semblance. He wants things to look good for the elections. And that's all it really is. Okay? And so you need to understand that everything coming out of the White House, everything coming out of the corporate media right now is all illusion. It's all illusion for the benefit of the election. Everything. And as I was saying yesterday, All of these big issues like Israel's attack on the Americans on the Eid Flotilla last May, which included the murder of an American citizen, and all these other issues that Obama's refusing to deal with, like, you know, Israel's nuclear weapons, all because of the benefit of the peace process. There is no peace process. There's the illusion of a peace process to lull all of you into a false sense of security so you'll vote the incumbent party back into office. I hope. In fact, I know you're too smart to fall for it. It's insulting that Obama thinks you are otherwise. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. And I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear the drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And if you're watching over Justin TV and seeing me, you know, lose my temper and everything, it's just we're having a really bad day out here. I can't get the chat in Justin to work. We're having computer problems. And also, we just got a call from our car dealership, as I was mentioning yesterday, our Xterra, whose engine has worn out after only 60,000 miles, is in the shop. And supposedly, we have an extended warranty on the car, which we bought and paid for. You know, these extended service warranties they sell for the car. And now we are hearing back that the extended service warranty is not willing to replace the engine until there is a tear down and examination of the engine, which we are required to pay for. And it is a huge amount of money. I mean, basically, we're going to get stuck with thousands and thousands of dollars in repairs, whether this extended warranty comes into effect or not. So you got to be very careful. You've seen all the ads on TV about, you know, extended warranties for your car. You got to be really careful because they never turn out to be what you want. We have dealt with these people twice before, and every time they fight tooth and nail to make it your fault, and it's not covered, and it's this, and it's that, and you practically have to get a lawyer for them to say, well, all right, yeah, it's in the fine print. We have to actually do this. And so if you saw me having a little bit of a freak out here during the commercial break, that's why. Because like everybody else in this economy, we can't afford for major auto repairs on a car which shouldn't be having problems after only 60,000 miles. You know, I mean, our Honda Accord that we had, we drove it practically to the moon without needing a major engine repair. And I've had prior good experience with Nissan, But apparently, going out and looking on the web, apparently Nissan has gone the dark side with the American auto workers, and the cars are basically designed to fall apart after 5 years to force you to buy a new one, which it looks like we're probably going to have to do, because it's just not worth putting thousands and thousands of dollars into this car to placate the extended warranty people. And I'll get you the name of the extended warranty company on tomorrow's show so that you can watch out for these people, because they're crooks. They're absolute, absolute crooks here. All right, getting back to the news here, we're talking about Obama's letter to Benjamin Netanyahu asking for the semblance of a peace process until after the November elections. In other words, Obama is telling Netanyahu, we don't care if you go bulldoze more Palestinian homes, just don't do it until after the election, because it'll be an embarrassment to us and it will work against us in the elections. The man's mind is totally geared toward campaigning. He's not taking care of the country. He is not doing his job of taking care of Americans. He's not doing his job of taking care of the economy or the Gulf oil disaster or anything. He is simply running his party for office again. And everything that is coming out of the White House is geared to fooling you, to swindling you, to tricking you into voting his party back into power. And this letter absolutely proves it. He's not interested in the reality of a peace process. He only wants the semblance so he can wave it at you and say, see, I'm a good boy, and my party is the good party, and, you know, you got to vote us back into control. That's just complete nonsense. It shows just how decadent our entire political system has become, where everybody is thinking basically about just, you know, the next campaign. Everything they do is geared to the next campaign. And the downside of that means is we have no politicians, leaders, whatever you want to call them, who are really thinking long term. If they can't find a solution that makes them look good for the next election, then they're done. They're not interested. They're not concerned with things that might make the country better 10, 20, 30 years from now, because they won't be running for office. They want something that's going to make themselves look good in 2, 4, or 6 years. That's all they're interested in. And it's all looking good, the semblance of. They're not really interested in fixing the roads and the flood control. They just want it to look like they're making the effort. That's the downside of the political structure in this country. Meanwhile, as I pointed out, Israel has already started building new outposts, not just new construction on the settlements that are already there. They're establishing new settlements. So this semblance of a peace process is gone anyway. All right, we got a caller on the line, Mike in Michigan. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. The lack of Mideast peace is on my mind. And, you know, your words got me thinking about, you know, the letter of Netanyahu and how Obama's credibility is on the line. The last time I felt optimistic about Obama and prospects for Middle East peace was when he announced George Mitchell was going to be going to the area right after he was elected. And I thought, whoa, you know, that's a big name. This guy's done some things. And boy, has that fizzled. Over the last few years, we've gone from, you know, not reporting settlements to now actively reporting settlements and barely stating, you know, just how much of an impact this is having on the talks or lack of talks. And I was curious to know if you're familiar with the reaction for the states in the region and how they're responding to the latest round of talks, if you will, about how nobody really takes it seriously. And he's already embarrassed. You know, the emperor already has no clothes. There's no posturing for the midterm election. You think Americans are that in tune with what's happening overseas? Don't you think Americans are more concerned about being out of work, not being able to pay their mortgage payments, or even be able to pay for heat in the upcoming harsh winter that's coming? I mean,
you need to understand that a lot of this posturing regarding Mideast peace is not just to placate the voters, but to placate those very wealthy donors to campaigns, whose focus and consciousness is with Israel. And they want peace over there, by which they mean they want to be able to go on having Israel steal more of other people's land without being shot at for it. That's what they mean by Mideast peace. And these, you know, we've seen them working through AIPAC. You know, the money flows to those American candidates who will support Israel's expansionist policies and make sure that Israel does not meet any military opposition along the way to grabbing other people's countries. And so that's what this semblance of a peace process is about. It's not just gulling the voters. It is basically continuing to placate the campaign donors who really control the outcome of elections in a lot of ways.
I'm curious to know how the American voter would respond to, say, a boycott on American goods for providing support to a country that engages daily in violating human rights.
Well, considering that nobody buys our products anyway, how would anybody ever notice?
I'm just looking for anything that would be a catalyst for the American people finally putting up their hands and saying, you know, we put a lot of money into this country. They ought to do a couple things for us in return. Like,
oh, you're never going to get it. You're never going to get it. Israel is never grateful for anything that we've done for it. You know, it's always like, you know, what did you do for me today? Never mind what, all the billions and billions of dollars before. Never mind, you know, coming into World War II and stopping Hitler before he completed whatever his plans were going to be. That was last week. What are you doing for me today? And if you're not doing for me today, well, then you're just being an anti-Semite. And it's just, there is no gratitude coming from Israel for anything we do. In their view, they are owed everything because their religion says, yeah, it's supposed to flow to you, and anything that you do, you know, to get the money and the power flowing to you is considered a good thing and the way the universe is supposed to be. And so Americans who do anything for Israel expecting any kind of gratitude, they're going to be disappointed. Hasn't happened yet, not likely to happen in the future. What I'm concerned about is that, you know, Americans, if they are, and Americans understand something has gone wrong with the country, but they're still in that abused child syndrome where they're hoping that if they don't react and they don't get angry and they don't lose their temper, that the mean old dictator and tyrant will pretend they're not there and will go slap around somebody else. Okay?
Are you familiar with whether or not Israel ever paid compensation to the victims of the Levant affair, to the victims of the USS Liberty, to all the other, I mean, I would like to say 9/11 on that list, but as far as what's been admitted and pretty much agreed upon, you know, did they ever give compensation to both the United States and Egypt?
To the best of my knowledge, no. To the best of my knowledge, no. And, you know, Turkey is demanding compensation for the Turkish victims on the aid flotilla raid. I don't think they'll ever see that either. Or if they do, it'll be paid for by Americans.
Isn't the World Court supposed to be like the highest judicial body for the United Nations? Aren't they supposed to be the ones demanding these things?
Well, they're supposed to, and the UN Human Rights Council report is on its way to the International Criminal Court right now. But again, anything the ICC does will have to come back to the UN Security Council, and the United States will veto it. And basically, we're at the point right now where the United Nations is a rubber stamp on U.S. and Israeli policy. And even when the United Nations tries to stand up to Israel, the U.S. comes in and says, no, we're not going to let you do that. And it's just this psychotic situation, and I think nothing illustrates it more than this recent conference for the International Atomic Energy Agency, which says basically, you know, that all these other countries have to sign the NPT and be inspected, but Israel, which actually has nuclear weapons, gets a free pass courtesy of the United States government. And, you know, I'm like you. I'm at this point, I'm mystified why the American people haven't stood up in anger at everything that's going on. And whether they're putting drugs in the water or what's going on here, I don't understand why Americans are not angry. These are not the people who created this nation, you know, 200 years ago. We are a completely different species. We've been, you know, drugged and genetically altered or whatever it is that we've been done, where the instinct for righteous indignation seems to have been removed from us all.
You know, I'm wondering about Ariel Sharon all of a sudden. I'm wondering if they're going to keep him alive on, what, tubes and life support long
enough. Who cares?
I'd like to see the man tried is why I'd like to see the guy alive.
Not going to happen.
Hopefully we'll see that day together, Mike.
When was the last time you saw anybody from Israel actually tried for war crimes? I mean, every time there's an arrest warrant issued, the government of the host country will immediately pass a law saying you cannot arrest Israelis on our property, you know, on our country, and the warrants are null and void. I mean, that's the bottom line. It's never happened. It's never going to happen until Israel itself loses a major war, which they won't do because they've got the U.S. to fight for them.
Did they ever get the bulldozer driver that ran over Rachel Corrie?
Nope.
I remember hearing about they were in court for that.
They were in court in a civil case, which is going nowhere, but there's no criminal charge against the bulldozer. I mean, they've identified him, but nothing's ever happened to him.
And what about the relatives of the New York family member who was shot in cold blood, execution style, on the boat? Have they spoken out?
Not going to happen. No, nothing yet. Our president won't even demand an apology for that. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and just moving right along here. Like I said, top story of the hour is Obama's letter to Benjamin Netanyahu asking for the semblance of a peace process and a settlement freeze until after the November elections. After that, Obama doesn't care. He's not interested in the reality on the ground. He's not interested in the substance. It's all appearances for the sake of the voters and the campaign donors. He's admitting that everything in this campaign is a fraud and a lie to swindle you out of your votes and out of your money. Back in July 15th, when they all of a sudden came out with this incredible announcement that the oil well was capped, and we know there was at least two wells down there, and that 75-80% of the oil had just magically disappeared. And then they had to turn around and say, well, yeah, it is actually all still there. And I said back then in July, he did this purely because he doesn't want the Gulf oil spill to be an issue for the election. He's not dealing with the problems. He's not dealing with the hardships of people. He is simply trying to make things look good so that his party keeps their control of Congress, which is not going to work. I'm beginning to think that Barack Obama really is a sociopath. He seems completely comfortable with this idea that he just has to make things look good, and that's all that really matters. And we know that that's not true. You can put a fresh coat of paint on a house, but if the foundation has been destroyed by termites, it's still a house you don't want to own. And this letter that Obama sent to Benjamin Netanyahu is a can of paint. That's all it is. It is a can of paint. All righty. So, anyway, moving over and talking about the Gulf oil situation, members of a federal panel investigating the Gulf of Mexico oil rig explosion are saying that Transocean, that was running the actual platform for British Petroleum, is thwarting the investigation. They're blocking efforts to get documents and a particular witness. Now, Thad Allen, who was the Fed's point man down there, has now stepped down. He's going on to other jobs. But basically, it's just they're trying to make it go away again. They're not fixing the problem. They're not dealing with the safety issues. And nobody's talking about the fact that British Petroleum gave tons and tons of campaign money for Barack Obama to become president. And that's the reason why he did not have the Minerals Management Service take care of safety down there. It's just amazing. Now, meanwhile, getting back over to Israel, and I wanted to reprise a document. As you know, there's this whole thing about this new terror plot in Europe. There's a new phony videotape or audio tape from Osama bin Laden. And they're trying to basically whip up this whole idea of there's a new terror threat. And meanwhile, you've got the governments of Britain and Germany and everything say there's nothing there. There's no new intelligence. They're just throwing a phony terror alert. And again, it's just trying to get everybody all hot and bothered about terrorism ahead of the election, which is less than a month away. Obama is going to run on, we're going to get the terrorists. Something's coming up, some kind of a fraud. They're going to arrest somebody and say, oh, look, we got a big terrorist and threw him in jail. Shows how good we are. And I wanted to remind everybody of an article that I wrote called Fake Terror, The Road to War and Dictatorship that I put up on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com today. And I paired it with a relink to this story about how Israel, according to British intelligence, Israel itself created the hijacking that led to the famous raid on Entebbe. Shin Bet, working through a bunch of front people in Palestine, set up the hijacking. Why? To make Palestine look good, or rather look bad in the eyes of the world. And then they did the raid on Entebbe to make Israel look good in the eyes of the world. It's all fraud. It's all theater. It's all smoke and mirrors. You are not getting the true story of what's going on in the halls of government. We, the people of the world, people of the United States, people of all these countries, we are as clueless about the true nature of our rulers as the medieval peasants were, who were blinded by lies about divine right and chivalry and honor and all the rest of that. And behind the scenes, their rulers were behaving pretty much the way that ours are. It's all hoax and fraud and keeping people scared of, fictitious monsters here. And we're probably going to see something big between now and the election because Obama's desperate. And he's not interested in the reality of what's going on in this country. This letter to Netanyahu proves it. He is just interested in looking good for the election. And what that tells us, people, is that once the election is over, the gloves are going to come off. There will be no more pretense. He's not going to care what you think about him for the next 2 years, for the next year and a half. And that's when you're going to see more of the true nature of what's going on in this country come out. You better think very long and hard before you head for the polls here. And just setting aside the whole issue that we're probably going to see massive vote fraud yet again, the question you have to ask yourself is forget about terror and forget about peace process and forget about all these other things that are trying to wave at you to win the election, including illegal immigration and gay marriage and all the rest of that stuff. Is the system working for you? Is your life working because of what's going on with the government and how it runs this country? And if the answer is no, vote the incumbents out. We're going to take another break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Another little story here coming from Israel. According to a rabbi, you know that Israel's intelligence services, the Mossad, are very famous for the so-called honeypots. Cute young girls who will have sex with you and then get secrets from you or assassinate you, or as they did in the case of Mordecai Vanunu, they'll knock you out and take you back to Israel. And apparently an Israeli rabbi has said that this is actually kosher under Judaic law for women to behave in such ways. Not that I ever thought that the Mossad had a concern with morality to begin with, but I'm sure they'll sleep much better at night knowing that God actually loves that sort of behavior there. All right, I want to turn a little bit to the economy. We all have money troubles these days. And the International Monetary Fund has basically admitted that we here in the West are stuck in a near depression. I don't know why they're using the word near, but we're there. And we've been saying that for a long time. The word depression was coined to avoid the word crash, which had a negative connotation coming out of earlier economic downturns. So when 1929 happened, instead of calling it a crash, they said, we're in a depression. And people were saying, well, okay, I guess we're in a depression. It doesn't really mean anything. Then after a decade of suffering and hardship, depression came to mean suffering and hardship. So this time when we had the downturn, they didn't want to use the D word, and they called it a recession to play the same game again. Oh, it's a recession. Okay, I guess that's what it is. And now, of course, we're years and years into it, and we're understanding recession basically means the same thing. Suffering and hardship for the people, wealth for the political leaders. And the IMF, which is the global version of the Federal Reserve System, is basically saying that we're in a depression. They won't do anything about it. They won't write off the debt that never existed in the first place. It's all mythical, fictional money that never existed to begin with. They won't write it off. Remember, the essence of the banking industry is to reduce the world into slavery to debt. And the debt is an imaginary one. It's just pretty printed pieces of paper. And the debt is money that never, ever existed to begin with. And because all money in circulation is by virtue of a loan from the bank, you can never get out of debt. That's what it is the enslavement mechanism. We don't have chains of steel. We have chains of paper. We are held prisoner by paper chains. And as long as you believe that that paper has validity and power, you will not escape your slavery. And, you know, you want to talk about a new war for independence. That's what the old war of independence was all about. The American Revolution was fought primarily to break America free from the Bank of England's predatory fiscal policies. And then Britain came back with the War of 1812 to try and re-enslave us. And when that didn't work, they came back in and they bribed Congress to sell the country back into slavery. And they've succeeded three times, most recently in 1913. And this is the inevitable result. History has shown that every time you have a private central bank issuing the public currency, you wind up in the situation where we are right now. This is not unexpected. They knew this was going to happen sooner or later. It is the nature of the system. That's why the American founding fathers wanted to avoid it. That's why the first two private central banks in the United States were shut down. We know this banking system is not for the benefit of the people. It's for the benefit of the bankers. And the IMF is basically saying, yeah, we did it. You guys are in a depression. Now, meanwhile, Rand Paul, and I don't know why he thought this was something that's going to get him elected, but he's out there saying that retirement age may need to be raised. The new policy of the federal government is we're going to work you until you drop, because that way we're going to save all that money on Social Security. And the reason they need to do that is because there is no money left in Social Security. Presidential administrations, going all the way back to Clinton, have been looting the retirement money of Americans to balance the federal budget. Why? Because the federal government is also in debt to the Federal Reserve. Because every time they borrow more money for bailouts, for stimulus, for whatever, it increases the total debt. There's never going to be enough money to pay off the debt. It's impossible. The system is designed that way. Everything that they do that puts more money in circulation increases the total debt. That's what they mean when they talk about the growth of the economy. They mean growth in total indebtedness. There's no way to pay off such a system. It is a permanent enslavement until you get a president who has the courage to say, yeah, we're going to shut this one down. We are going to shut this one down. And we need a president like that. We don't have that right now. And not with this sociopath we have in the White House right now, who is pleading with the Prime Minister of Israel for a semblance of a peace process, in exchange for which he'll turn a blind eye on the cold-blooded murder of an American citizen last May in international waters. That's the deal. If you'll make believe there's a peace process for my election, I won't make a fuss about all the Americans you're shooting at. Now, is that the kind of a president that we should have in office right now? I don't know why we're not seeing calls for impeachment for this guy, because he's just a complete traitor to America. Now, getting back to the IMF, another article we had at whatreallyhappened.com, Globalism Destroys America's Middle Class. Series of reports released by the Census Bureau basically confirms what you and I all know. Those of us who'd worked into the middle class are being crushed back down into poverty. The U.S. middle class is going, and this is by design. It is intentional. The global government agenda is still moving forward. Agenda 21, New World Order, whatever you want to call it, is still moving forward. History has shown that opposition to tyranny and opposition to oligarchy arise from the middle class. The French Revolution began and was supported by the French middle class. The American Revolution was brought about and funded and supported by the middle class. Tyrants and dictators, including global ones, as their first order of business must get rid of the middle class. The Soviet Union was created from the start to prevent the formation of a middle class. Mussolini in Italy crushed down the middle class. Hitler crushed down the middle class. The reason government keeps you poor is to keep you helpless, to keep you a slave to that paper chain. And that's why the middle class is being destroyed. And this is why those of you who are still in the middle class, you ought to be supporting the Patriot Movement as a matter of your own personal survival. This government does not like the middle class. It is afraid of you. It is targeting you. It wants to erase you and drive you down to the common level with everybody else in order to keep you a prisoner and unable to resist and unable to fight. Now, getting back to Barack Obama and his semblance of whatever, his attempt to block Arizona from enforcing the security of their borders may be about to backfire on him, because this Mexican pirates' killing of American tourists on that shared lake is creating an outrage. Yes, they were technically on the Mexican side of the line, which is the excuse we're getting from the border people and the police people, you know, about, yeah, you go over there, they're going to kill you. That's a very, very, very fine point here. I mean, we're spending billions and billions of dollars to go over and bomb Afghanistan and Iraq and potentially Iran, and Yemen now. We're going into Yemen and Pakistan, and we don't really know why. But there is nothing being done to protect American people, whether it's from Israeli attack in the Mediterranean or Mexican attack along our border. And they're not doing anything. And Obama is not doing anything, except insisting that Arizona does not have a right to secure their borders against drug criminals and pirates. And so this is going to come back and haunt him for the election. I don't know what he's going to do for a semblance that things are going good with immigration. Anyway, now, the war wagon for Iran is not doing very well. The wheels are coming off of it. The latest polls continue to show that Americans are not supportive of a war against Iran. In fact, I don't think any polls show America is supportive of any more war at all. We're tired. We're war weary. We've been in these wars longer than we were in World War II. We've been in these wars longer than we were in Vietnam. We're tired. We want it to come to an end. We've had enough of this. And so in the efforts to try and sell new wars in Pakistan, Iran, and Yemen, I don't know what this government is going to do, but they're not going to get by on a, please, can we go ahead and do this with your money and your kids? We're seeing more and more action going into Yemen. And obviously the situation in Yemen is that the U.S. seeks to control the Gulf of Aden. And basically, if the U.S., which is already in Somalia, and now they're going into Yemen, they'll have control of the Gulf of Aden and the isthmus into the Red Sea. Basically, it's going to make the Red Sea an American, meaning in reality, an Israeli lake. And that will leave just the Gulf that's still nominally under the control of Iran at the Strait of Hormuz. So the grand chess game is going on here. Now, more and more war crimes are surfacing, and again, the image of the American soldier is taking a beating. And, you know, I believe in supporting our military people, but some of them are going out there and they're behaving in a way that makes it very, very difficult. There's a new video that's come out about one of these Army kill team members. It's like a reincarnation of Operation Phoenix in Vietnam, where they're just going out and killing people to keep up the terror, to keep the population from standing up and saying, we want our country back, because people are dying all around them. And so this Army kill team member is saying, yeah, you know, they go out and they just execute people. They just go out and kill anybody they're told to kill. Between them and the drones with the faulty software, a lot of innocent people are getting killed, which is why we're starting to see the Pakistanis stand up, and they're starting to burn more and more of these NATO trucks, which the U.S. will use as an excuse to say, we have to militarily occupy Pakistan to secure our supply routes into Afghanistan. And it just goes on and on and on. We're in a world war. Future history will say we're already there. And people were losing it. We are losing it. Look around the country. Look at our economy. Look at our infrastructure. Look at our roads and our bridges and our dams and our rail system. And you will understand we are losing this war. And the people running the war, they don't care, because the war ultimately is being run by bankers, and bankers love war. because it creates debt. Germany just this last weekend paid off the last of their bills from World War I. Well, by golly, it's time to start a new one. Get everybody back in debt. Get them back slaving away to keep the bankers wealthy beyond dreams of avarice. So they're going to start a new war because bankers love war and they don't even care which side wins or loses because both sides go into debt. And that debt is the means by which the bankers control the world. That's exactly what's going on there. All right, we're going to change gears here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And we're going to talk about ClimateGate. The warmistas are still out there, even as we are seeing the opening salvos of what's going to be a brutal winter. In fact, over in Russia, they're saying because the Gulf current has slowed, they're expecting, you know, ice age conditions in Europe and across into Russia. They're saying the worst, coldest winter in 1,000 years looks to be getting ready to hit the Northern Hemisphere. And the warmistas are still out there trying to scream about, you know, global warming and we need a carbon tax and all the rest of it. Now, this 1010 video that was done with the exploding school children, that has, to pardon the pun, blown up in their faces. Sony, which was involved in the global warming movement, has been forced to basically distance itself and pull back from this group and say, we can't be involved with that anymore. Okay, and the other environmentalists who were not directly connected to the video, they're staying mum about it. They don't even want to talk about it. Meanwhile, believe it or not, there's a new iPhone game called Mega Worm something or other. I forget what it's called. But basically, the goal of this game is to save Mother Earth by killing as many humans as you can. So the propaganda is really cranking up, and I think coming hard on the heels of the 1010 video, it's not going to come across too well in the public eye. We're going to go to the phones. We've got Barb in Florida. Aloha, Barb. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha.
Aloha.
I was wondering if you're familiar with a terrific DVD that I saw this weekend. A friend of mine had gotten it and showed it, and 30 people showed up at the library to view it, and that is The Secret of Oz.
Oh, we've linked it many, many times to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. It is a wonderful movie. It is as important as Money as Debt, which is another video that really explores the monetary system. And absolutely right. The whole monetary system we have right now is based on hoax and illusion.
Yes, thank you so much for doing that. I should go to your website before I call you, but I was so impressed with it. It covers, you know, the whole history, and it's very, very interesting, so I hope your listeners will try to view that.
It is, and I'll make a point of putting it back up on the website after the show today.
Thank you.
All right,
thank
Barb,
you.
Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. All right, getting back to ClimateGate here, as you know, the Copenhagen Climate Summit was a bit of a disaster and embarrassment because it got hit with this incredibly cold winter weather. And it didn't come across very well on the media. All these people walking around in big fur coats with icicles coming off of them talking about the dangers of global warming. Because everybody was saying, you know, I wish we had some of that global warming here because we're freezing our gonads off. They're getting ready for another one in Cancun. And, you know, they're a little bit smarter. Now they're trying to pick someplace that's going to have hot weather. In order that they can say, oh, look how we're sweating. See, we're sweating in global warming and keep on selling us this snake oil, although it may not be as warm as they'd like to. But basically, they're starting to build the propaganda campaign. They're trying to go into Cancun and just basically sell this snake oil called the carbon tax. And, you know, we have to fight tooth and nail on this one. Because all of the players involved in this thing, they're all greedy money addicts or they're governments that are just so broke. They're desperate for the money. If they can't figure out another way to take more money from the people, then they're going to start missing their payments. And the bottom line is, it's just delaying the inevitable. Under the financial system that we have of private central banks issuing the public currency at interest, a crash collapse is inevitable. It has to happen. You reach a point where there simply is not enough new money creation going on to service the debt on the money that's already come out there. The debt always exceeds the available cash. There is no way out other than by shutting that central bank down and going back to a government-issued currency. We're seeing more and more calls for alternative currencies, and we're seeing more and more efforts by banking lobbyists to try and get Congress to say, no, you cannot use any other money than what the Federal Reserve is issuing, which is not in the Constitution. When the United States was first being created, states had their own money. Alternative currencies were used during the Civil War and during the Great Depression. Some of them were considered far more trustworthy than the Federal Reserve notes or the bank notes that were coming out of the central banks. But we were allowed to do that. It is constitutional to have alternative currency systems. But the bankers aren't happy with that. They want everything to go through their clutches. All right, so we're going to take a break here and for a couple of commercials. We'll be back. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we're going to go right to the phones. Luke in Vermont. Aloha, Luke. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I was wondering, because I've been listening to the Jones show for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you concur with him on some of his theories about the agenda for population reduction, and I'd also like to know what you think about 9/11 being an inside job, and FEMA camps?
Well, there's no question that there are a lot of groups who see population control as an agenda. We're seeing continuously in the more extremist part of the environmental movement, their solution to the environmental destruction is to get rid of people. Now, I'm a human being, and so my priority is let's take care of the human people, and if we've got anything left over, let's take care of the environment, which I think is definitely a much more survival-oriented situation. And yes, I understand the human population is growing, and there's always going to be a tendency to do that because sex is a lot more fun than dying. And because of medical advances and getting rid of predators who find us very tasty, except for each other, the normal controls on human population have been removed. And I know there are a lot of people who say we've got to have population control, which is something that I agree with as long as it's on a voluntary basis. That hasn't always worked because you got a bunch of religious people out there screaming, be fruitful and multiply, subdue the earth. And you have the leaders of other nations who recognize correctly that their population is a major part of their wealth. Land sitting empty is worthless. Land with serfs on it is valuable. And so the natural tendency for most world leaders is to grow their own population. And if there's a population production, a population problem, we have got to make the population in other countries go into decline, either through war or through covert birth control, which we've kind of seen. So I have no doubt that that agenda is definitely out there. And we know that some of the chemicals that are in the vaccines that are being mandated on the population interfere with reproduction, like polysorbate 80. As far as 9/11 being an inside job, absolutely, without a question. The U.S. government has lied to us about 9/11. We know that Bush and his people were in on the plan because of the way they just sat there at the Booker Elementary School, obviously convinced that they were not a target where they were sitting. And we know that Israel was involved because of the dancing Mossad agents who were arrested on 9/11 with a camcorder pointed at the towers before the first impact. ABC News confirmed that. And we also know that from Fox News' Carl Cameron, who in his story on the Israeli spy ring quoted a U.S. government official as saying that there was evidence that links Israel to 9/11, but that that evidence was classified by our own government. So I don't think there's any question that it's an inside job designed to basically bring about this century of endless warfare.
Wow. The FEMA camps.
The FEMA camps, I'm not sure how real that is. I have no doubt that our government maintains camps in a state of readiness, whether they're really going to use them or not. I don't know. In the event of an armed rebellion, I would expect yes, so. The concentration camps will definitely be used. Are they just going to start rounding up people and putting them in there without a good motivating reason? I don't think so. I think that would be politically far more costly. It would create more problems than it would solve.
Huh. That's pretty interesting. Thanks.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanks a lot, Luke. All right. Getting back to ClimateGate here, real quick. Believe it or not, the U.S. federal government, I mean, they're trying to sell global warming. The U.S. government has just awarded $700,000 of your taxpayer money to a New York theater company to produce a show on climate change. They've dropped global warming because they know that's going to work, but climate change is the villain. Actually, climate changes all the time. Trying to stop it is the unnatural thing. We'll be right back in a minute.
It's true. Go